Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Gateway Pundit gets it right. Where was the media? ISIS committed genocide on Christians, killing 170,000 conservatively, while Obama partied and did nothing. They also killed Shiites, Yazidis, and others. Sold women into sex slavery. Meanwhile, maybe a few hundred Kurds are being killed. They've been attacking Turkey. The Kurds are in a civil war with each other, fighting over who will control northern Syria and northern Iraq. They've been in a 100-year war with the Turks. And Obama and Hillary destabilized Syria on record to break it in at least three parts. Well, now Trump's leaving it mainly as Syria, making a deal with Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds to say, you're not getting all of Syria. You're not getting a big piece. Turkey gets a little bitty sliver, security zone to stop the Kurds. And the Kurds get a little area in the north that they can then go back into Iraq where they've got an area. So they've now got their homeland, something they've wanted for 100 years. But does Trump get nominated for a peace prize? No. Ladies and gentlemen, he must be removed. He's committed genocide. Total crap. Obama and Hillary started this destabilization. That's why they get peace prizes. That's why Obama gets them. So let's go back to the president just minutes ago.
And Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son saying that he has tremendous problems with Joe Biden's son and the Ukraine. So he's got tremendous problems with Biden's son and Ukraine, and it's inappropriate and all of the horrible things. I mean, you could get it. You could see it. It's been a big deal. And I heard Schiff is going, no, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. But he talked about it. And it's one of those things. Look, this is a terrible witch hunt. This is so bad for our country. I just spoke to President Erdogan of Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire or a pause or whatever you want to call it. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard. Turkey is also guarding separately. They're watching over everything. So you have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say, the Kurds. And you also have the Turks watching, just secondarily watching. So we have ISIS under control. We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East, the oil that we're talking about, the oil that everybody was worried about. We have the U.S. has control of that. And there are no shots being fired. And a lot of people are doing a lot of things. This is a deal that should have been made 15 years ago, 10 years ago, over the last number of years under the Obama administration. The real number is over 1 million people were killed. We have lost not a drop of blood since we've started what I've started. And it was, so far it's working out. Look, it's a complicated region. Many, many people have gone down. I have to watch in great interest as I see people talking about what we should be doing. And these are the same people that have been failing for the last 20 years, didn't know what they were doing, especially when they went in and did what they did. They shouldn't have been there. But we're doing a very, very significant amount of great work. We'll see if it works. It's very fragile. It's been fragile for years. They've been fighting each other for centuries. Literally for centuries they've been fighting each other. And years ago we injected ourselves right into the middle of it. And we won't go into whether or not that was a good thing or a bad thing. You know how I feel about it. But we've had tremendous success, I think, over the last couple of days. A little bit unconventional, a little bit of hard love. I told you that. It was a lot of pain for a couple of days. And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution. But the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it. And we are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we can put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to. Our country is a financially much stronger country than when I took it over. China would have been right now the strongest economy in the world, the number one economy
in the
world.
And then we're taking the Middle East over.
And right now China...
You see, we take over with economic deals that are good. We don't take over with troops there, and then we get none of the oil. All the leftist lies about Iraq were frauds. We got zero oil. Let me explain that when we come back in 60 seconds. That's critical. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Mad Dog Mattis is loved by the corporate media because he's an effeminate, effete joke. And the globalists love jokes. They have like a little candy ass as the leader of the Marines. It's all part of their sick jokes. He's not the leader of the Marines. He's a globalist. He fancies himself as an Emperor Palpatine. And he makes these ridiculous pseudo-intellectual statements. The guy is a fraud and a fop. He is a complete candy ass. And he was at the big Al Green dinner, the one that Trump famously blasted Hillary face-to-face at and really tore into Trump. Well, just remember, Mattis came up through a power structure and in power under Obama and under Bush Sr. and all the rest of it because he wasn't a self-made man. Trump never ran for office and won the presidency. Trump's defeating China in a trade war. They love to say, oh, he got money from his daddy and all the rest of this stuff. So Mattis cannot hold Trump's jockstrap. And this is not about kissing Trump's corpulent pachydermis. This is about the reality that there are a lot of really cool Marines, like General Dumfert and other people, have some credibility and have stood with the president. Mattis was a little snake from the beginning, but lied to Trump's face that he agreed with his policies while being a sniveling rat in the background. And the same thing with McMaster from the Army. Brought in Fiona Hill, totally a Soros operative, would talk crap about Trump right behind his back. Tried to lead a coup against the president. So these generals are yes men, most of them. Now, in the old days, they were not put into power because they were yes men. America prided itself on not being yes men. And if you go back to people like Admiral Nimitz, you know, he's from Fredericksburg, Texas, or General Eisenhower from Texas. I mean, those guys came up through the ranks because they did the best job, had the highest scores, fought the highest, would work 24 hours a day if asked to, and were serious professionals. And we just don't have the same type of generals today. Let's just be honest about it. So Trump's worship of these generals is dangerous and is ill-founded, and some of them are great people, but a lot of them are really bad actors. I mean, hell, the head of the Air Force Academy, a leftist SJW, caught manipulating, you know, fake hate crimes on the bases. That's what they do, okay? They're change agents that lust after getting control of the clergy, getting control of law enforcement, getting control of the military, getting control of academia, getting control of banking, getting control of the media. getting control of the family. And then now they're moving into engineering and mathematics and butchering all of that. This is a takeover. And these globalists get power while they're in the process of taking over towards the goal of total power. Because if they could just hijack our republic, they could dominate the world. But they're in the process of running the country into the ground. And Trump's like, wait a minute, we'll have the biggest, most powerful military. We'll have jobs. We'll release the hidden technologies, the hidden medical breakthroughs. And we'll go to war if somebody starts a fight with us or messes with our interest. But we're not just going to feed our troops down a garbage disposal because a bunch of chicken neck CIA leftists. I mean, you know how it works. The few CIA or state people that are in the country are in armored compounds with 10-foot thick walls. And they ship in prostitutes and alcohol and lobster. And then the military are in rotting facilities with lice all over the airplanes and toilets not even working and everything disintegrating. And, you know, they take it because they're tough Americans. And then the CIA people will be right next door and despise them, hate them, tell them, get my bags. You're a dumbass. Now, you've seen Henry Kissinger's statement calling the military dumb animals, cannon fodder. This is the elitist attitude. These are not elitists. You think Alexander the Great treated his troops like that? You think George Washington acted like that? You think Napoleon Bonaparte acted like that? I'm not saying Napoleon's a good guy, but he led his troops from the front. We don't have people like that anymore. Well, Trump leads from the front. I'm leading from the front. And I don't even want to be a leader. I've got to be a leader. I can't sit. I keep waiting for somebody else to take action. And you've taken action supporting us, but I want to finish up a little bit more of Trump's speech earlier where he's laying out, hey, this has been going on for decades, 100-year war, should have made deals 15, 10 years ago. Turkey's going to take a big part of the country, which they've agreed to leave in the West. If we don't, remember when they were already in there, in their 20, 30 miles? He goes, if we don't give them this little autonomous zone, it's over. Well, now he has a deal. Some of the Kurds are in civil war with each other. They're not signing on to the deal, but most of the Kurds did. They're finally getting their autonomous zone in northern Syria and northern Iraq. They're nomads. They go back and forth there for thousands of years. That should be praised as, wow, the peacemaker. Instead, the guy who's fixing Obama's mess, the globalist mess, Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan to keep our troops always in the Middle East and Asia Minor and Central Asia. That's the grand chessboard. Control that, control the world. Bull. That theory is wrong. That's where empires go to die. You can cut it off economically if it doesn't play ball and tries to dominate. China and the South China Sea and the Pacific Ocean controls the world. India and China and the Koreas and Vietnam and Japan and the Philippines and Australia and Hawaii and the West Coast and Central and South America's West Coast. That's the future. And Russia, with all that land, what is it, 3-4 times bigger than the U.S. geographically? That's the future. And Africa, that wasn't always being destabilized, that's the future. In fact, let's not go back to more of Trump. Let's play a few minutes of Mattis roasting Trump, supposedly. And all it is a bunch of disgraceful crap. Here it is.
Some of you were kind during the reception and asked me, you know, if this bothered me to have been rated this way based on what Donald Trump said. I said, of course not. I'd earned my spurs on the battlefield, Martin, as you pointed out, and Donald Trump earned his spurs in a letter from a doctor. So not in the least bit put out by it. And I think the only person in the military that Mr. Trump doesn't think is overrated is who you pointed out, Martin, and that's Colonel Sanders. It was not the foreign aggressor we must fear. It was corrosion from within. The rot, the viciousness, the lassitude, the ignorance. Anarchy is one potential consequence of all this. Another is the rise of an ambitious leader, unfettered by conscience or precedent or decency, who would make himself supreme. If destruction be our lot, Lincoln warned, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. I think often of Abraham Lincoln's Lyceum speech because it embodies both our greatest hopes and our darkest fears. Today, in our own time, we need only look around us. For decades, our political conduct has been woeful and a source of national paralysis. We have supplanted trust and empathy with suspicion and contempt. We have scorched our opponents with language that precludes compromise. We have brushed aside the possibility that the person with whom we disagree might actually sometimes be right. We proclaim what divides us and seldom even acknowledge what unites us. Meanwhile, the roster of urgent national issues have continued to grow, unaddressed and given the paralysis impossible to address. And all of this was approaching a level of crisis even before the specter of impeachment arose. This is the moment for an act of remembrance. Remembrance of the core principles we used to know and live by, and that we now seem to have forgotten.
All the core principles we knew and lived by, to be in 160 countries and doing it all for global government that we pay for while undermining America and getting rid of all of our infrastructure. A little soldier boy pissing on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and boy, there's a lot of news going on in the world, a lot happening. I want to open the phones up now, interspersed with news, for the balance of the broadcast today. And then we're going to have Owen Schroyer and the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m., and then we're going to have 7 to 9 Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert. And I can tell you that Tom Papert and Will Johnson are going to have a lot to talk about tonight, so much breaking. But Will Johnson was there, not just for the 2 hours that I was at the Trump rally in Dallas. He was there 6 hours or so with Harrison Smith and others who shot a lot of amazing footage, a lot of incredible things that happened that they're going to have on those shows tonight for you. You can find all those broadcasts at band.video. Again, that's band.video. And there's also an affiliates link at infowars.com/show and band.video for TV and radio affiliates. If you have any questions or contacts or information and would like to pick up the show as well, always important that the listeners continue to reach out to stations. If you don't have a station in your area, that's how we're getting a lot of new stations. I do want to open the phones up specifically on any topic you want to discuss. Long-time callers, first-time callers, people that disagree, you're welcome to call as well. I've not given the number out yet because I want to give the first round of callers, let's say the first 10. We're going to open the phones up first for 10 callers who disagree with me and think that Trump should be impeached. But I'm really asking you to be serious. I don't want it to be tongue-in-cheek. I know people are listening who really think Trump should be impeached, who think that we've abandoned the Kurds and think that Trump is profiting and violating the emoluments clause by allowing any political things to ever happen at his hotels. It's your chance to call in and tell us why Trump should be removed, but the Democrats that have openly been against the country and for global government and who won all this war and who let hundreds of thousands of Christians get killed, I want you to explain to me how they're the bad guys in the Trump administration. And then I also noticed that in the Twitter comments attacking yours truly and others from ABC News when they showed me in the armored vehicle bullhorning at the Trump event last night outside, most of the commenters said, I want him arrested. I want him killed. I want him in prison. I mean, if I talked like that, it'd be national news. Plus, I don't want any of you killed. But the left really has organized itself in an echo chamber into a violent, miscreant, hateful clip. And we could have an incredibly powerful show today if I just aired the Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett reports. They both filed 4 or 5 reports that I personally watched last night. Waiting for our airplane that got canceled and then driving back. I wasn't driving, but I was in the car to Austin and getting back at 1 a.m. It was just riveting footage that's up at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and the latest is always posted in their own channels at band.video. Just staggering how stupid the left is. Some of the footage, they had major demonstrations calling for men to recognize tampon equality. And if you can figure out what that means, you're a rocket scientist, but we're going to play that report. These are insane people. And the operating system of the left is really Satanism on one end, and the other end, mental illness. They're either outright devil worshipers that just are nihilistic and hate everything, or I guess believe in nothing, you could say. That wouldn't be a Satanist. But it's just scum of the earth. Or they're mentally ill and don't know what planet they're in. So that's all coming up as well. And I know we're going to be getting Millie Weaver on some of the later shows coming up today. So here's the toll-free number to join us. How insane is this going to get? Because we're in a war now. This is the fog of war. This is the insanity of war. It's an economic war. It's a cultural war. It is a economic war. And we're really winning. Sanity is winning because we're competent. We're focused. But it's still scary to see the level of insanity and to know that we've put up with the insanity and the corruption and we're letting it breed. And if we don't now go on the offensive culturally and turn the tide, that long term they're going to win and so civilization will collapse and the mentally ill occultists and others won't even know what's happening when it happens. They have no memory. They just destroy whatever they touch. And do you really want to sit there and watch this happen? In a world all these children are growing up in, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and we will take your phone calls here on this Friday edition. And then, of course, Lord willing, because nothing's guaranteed, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Sunday show as well. Now, before I go to break and come back with the huge China developments with the NBA, these are big developments and positive. So maybe America may actually find its soul, or maybe something else happened. We'll talk about that, I promise. We start the next segment. I need listeners to understand something. InfoWars really is important. The globalists are obsessed with it because it's a place where you can call in. It's a place where Americana ideas and ideas that are really popular and really work are allowed to flourish. And the globalists have to have radio silence to have people accept things that don't make sense and aren't in their own interest. That's why they promote mental illness and insanity and degeneracy, is because they need you to give up on what works by never knowing it actually exists. And they themselves then have been trying to make us insane, or in the process of trying to make us insane minions that they control. So we're not in the game. So they can control the future. They themselves have drunk deeply from their own wine, their own poison. They've smoked their own dope, their own cyanide poison. But we need to be able to be on air. And, man, when I talk about how great the products are, when I come on air and promote them, we're able to fund ourselves. When I don't, it's like flipping a light switch. We don't. And quite frankly, I should be more into promoting the products because they really are a big part of the solution. I had the crew print a bunch of articles from studies and even mainline news back when they were telling the truth about the iodine conspiracy and about IQ reduction all over the world with lower iodine and just minor deficiencies causing all sorts of health problems. Isn't that a huge issue? Isn't that just gigantic? And I never even got to it yesterday, but before I end the broadcast today, I'm going to spend a segment on that after we take calls, because I want to show you these studies. And yes, I sell iodine. Yes, I want you to buy the iodine so I can stay on air to warn more people to buy iodine, to stay on air to get more people to buy iodine because we have the best iodine. But just to realize that this is a war. And if you have high intelligence, you are apt to not be conned as much. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So we have Stop the Iodine Conspiracy, Wake Up the World Challenge, get Biotrue Selenium that boosts the iodine with X2 and X3 all 60% off when you get them all three together. As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap, but folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No. I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the Everything Must Go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are at cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others, and it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are into the middle of the global transmission today. You know, I was just mentioning this, but I was reading it during the break when I actually pulled out some of the news articles I was going to cover yesterday about iodine deficiency, and I was looking back over it, and it's just spectacular how incredibly important all of this is. I mean, look at these headlines. China confronts retardation of millions deficient in iodine. Millions of retarded people and millions others brain damage and millions others with just low IQs and millions others who are autistic directly from iodine deficiency. That's the New York Times, 1996. Pregnant mothers and the dangers of iodine deficiency, the London Guardian, 2015. China confronts, again, how adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. The effects of iodine on intelligence in children, a meta-analysis of studies conducted in China. Effects of drinking water with high iodine concentration on the intelligence of children in China. The government put it in the water and found explosive IQ increases. Russians rushed to buy iodine. And what's incredible is we have conservatively hundreds of thousands of people tuned in every millisecond. We have millions that tune in throughout the day. I mean, at our peak, we'd have like 15 million people a day, no joke. Way bigger than Limbaugh. Even under all the restrictions, millions and millions a day. And I know that it's less than 1% of people that ever buy anything. And I talked about these studies yesterday, and I think we sold 100 bottles extra of X2 and X3. I mean, we could literally fund ourselves if 2% of the listeners actually listened to me and realized I'm not kidding about iodine, how it's the good halogen, how they put the bad halogen, chlorine, fluoride, bromine, they're all in the same family, in the water, how it then literally lowers IQ on top of not having the iodine lowering IQ. This is one of the biggest things the globalists do to make sure we're dumb and we're dull and we're manageable. But once you get somebody in a dull, manageable state, and then you entertain them to death with thousands of new Netflix shows a month, it's over. They just are, huh? And they can't even self-preserve. It's a fact that 97% of water supply in the U.S. has glyphosate in it. It's a fact it gives you breast cancer. Grows it like Miracle-Gro grows plants. It's in all the studies. And I just, breast cancer here, breast cancer there. And I'll be sitting there talking to family that's smart. It's got breast cancer. And I'll be watching them get tap water right out of their tap in a major city. Like, how's your chemotherapy going? Oh, it's really horrible. You know, you might want to drink filtered water. Oh, I've seen studies, articles that bottled water is as bad as tap. And I'm looking, I'm going, well, that's a false study because a lot of bottled water is really high end, especially if it's artesian. Comes from, you know, really good old wells that have been tested. But some of the big name brands just take tap water and then put them through charcoal. And the people are always like, I don't want to hear it. You know, it's like, oh, they don't want to hear information. They just want to drink their tap water that literally tastes like some type of foul smelling whiskey. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and nobody was telling me that the water was bad. I remember being a kid, and I'd be out running around, and I'd come in and drink a couple glasses of water. I remember it tasting bad. I remember getting a headache after it. I remember going to my dad and saying, why does the water taste so bad? He'd be like, you're lucky. Why, the water in Houston sets on fire. And then I've got a bunch of friends who had brothers or sisters that were deformed and then died because they were born in Houston. And the doctors tell them there, oh, it was the toxic chemicals in the water from the refineries. You know, in the old days, they just dumped it out in the river. They still do. And it's just mind-blowing to me that I go on there and I say, get an Alexa Pure Breeze or Pro Pure. They're both excellent top-rated gravity-fed filters. One is better at this, the other is better at that, but it's all some micron levels. It basically takes everything out to non-detectable levels. But, again, David Hogg attacked me and said, Jones says that water has chemicals in it that turns the frogs gay. First, it's great. Let's turn everything gay. Everybody's like, yay. And then He goes, but then he sells filters. Again, in his mind, he thinks I'm trying to scare you to sell you a filter. No, I fund myself selling you filters that I use. And yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship, but to him, everything's so predatory, it must be predatory, and he thinks it's a joke to filter his water. But actually, I bet you money that he's filtering his water. In fact, the establishment's obsessed with it. But that's just the mindset. I mean, how would you have a child and not filter their water or their shower? You're like, well, I don't have the money. Oh, I bet you've got the money. And listen, don't get it from me. Go look at high-end gravity filters and then get them for your family. We just sell them at the lowest price you're going to find. And listen, if you're going to use reverse osmosis, you need to get a quality mineral pill, mineral supplement that you take a couple times a week at least, because reverse osmosis is great, but it's almost as pure as distilled, and both of the waters basically act as distillates. That's not the word. They're chelators, and they take stuff out of your body and can really hurt you. I know people that have done nothing but drink distilled water on these cleanses, and they almost died. I know a well-known sports guy that owns a big company here in town, and he almost died in 2 weeks drinking distilled water. And people told him, they said, that'll kill you. He didn't listen to him. He thought, oh, that's not true. I'm going to detoxify my body. No, it'll kill you. So, again, we promote whatever the best is. And I'm telling you, if you're drinking tap water, you're nuts. You're crazy. Now, if you turn reverse osmosis on at your sink to fill up something you're going to, say, boil, you know, beans in or something, that's great. That's fine. Because the beans already have minerals and stuff in them. It's just straight drinking reverse osmosis is crazy. But the stuff they have in showers, the better filters are basically a three-stage filter. You're like, well, it cuts down my flow rate. Well, the ones we sell don't cut it down that much. I'm just telling you, folks, the skin's your biggest organ, and they're attacking you through the damn water. And at my house, we've got shower filters. We've got gravity filters. I also have reverse osmosis for cooking. And we also have I like Mountain Valley Spring because it's one of the best-tested things out of Arkansas, and it's a good-tasting sweet water that I just enjoy like a Coca-Cola. And I don't mean to pontificate about all this, but everybody should really focus on water. It's 70% of your body, roughly. And then you should really focus on what's in that water. And you should focus on, what does my body have to have? Well, it operates off iodine. Just like if you don't have vitamin C, you end up dying. Well, if you don't have iodine, you end up dying. And the enemy knows that. And so they're feeding you and pushing you things. And most people have a major iodine deficiency. That's why they don't have energy. It's why they don't have stamina, libido, focus, because you can take all the herbs and all the stuff all day. If you don't have iodine and things like B12 is your base, these are things you got to have. You can't do anything. People ask, how are you bouncing off the walls? How did you work 20 hours yesterday? I worked 20 hours, and then I slept for 4.5 hours, and I got up, and I'm here. How did I do it? Because I took iodine yesterday, and I took it today, and I took Ultra 12, and I drink purified water. And I've had some delicious hot cups of coffee as well.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The
Prohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Prohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Prohibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
America is reawakening. Humanity finding their own self-determination and getting back to what makes sense, common sense. He's on the march. The globalist technocracy is now beginning to meet its match, and it's going to be an incredible struggle. Now, I said I was going to open the phones up for people that disagreed with me, that Trump shouldn't be impeached. People that think he should be impeached. And we got a whole bunch of calls, but only two people said that Trump should be impeached. I want to give you a chance to explain to me, but I went to break earlier, a few seconds ago, and forgot to come back and talk about what I was going to talk about. So when we put these videos at band.video later, when we cut up clips from the show, we'll probably need to add a few minutes of this to segment five of hour one and segment one of hour two. Add a little bookend here on this, on the end of segment two of two. So that'll be segment five of hour one with segment one of hour two, and then segment two of hour two, and then we'll just put this little piece right on the end of that so it'll be complete when we put it out, because I always forget sometimes to break down what it is I want to, you know, finally finish up and cover and really get to the meat and potatoes of what's happening. But here it is. The United States goes around the world and we pay for everything to these multinational corporations. So, well, they debilitate us, put us into debt, lessen American power, and we get discredited because they're doing bad things in our name. They then are tax exempt offshore, and they have us pay for their security. And so a lot of people used to point out that, oh, the left's wrong. U.S. companies didn't get any money out of Iraq from oil. China and the EU and Japan and the Koreas got the oil. And that's true, because that was the globalist agreement. The U.S. companies got the weapons sales. But that's another example of how we take over Afghanistan. We lose thousands and thousands of troops. We're there 18 years, almost 19 years. We spend over $1 trillion, and China is there getting all the rare earth minerals that go into all of the gadgetry, all the computers, all the smart houses, all the crap that surveils us and spies on us that doesn't work half the time. The cell phones, the rings, the iPads, the smart refrigerators, the smart light bulbs that are spying on you. Smart means raping you. And so that's really the bookend there, is that Trump's talking about how we have secured the oil. And then he's talking about, and maybe the U.S. will get some of that, you know, at a fair price. And the Kurds will have a little bit of the oil, and the Syrians will have most of it, and the Turks will have some of it. And these are areas that they've historically, the Kurds have been in, historically the Turks have been in, and Syria gets most of what Syria was. And the country isn't broken into three big chunks where they'll keep fighting. It's one big chunk with two little pieces cut off. And that's a pretty fair deal if you studied it. And we're getting out of it. And then instead of paying for the troops, we'll just get the oil. And we won't take it. They'll sell it to us. And they'll sell it to whoever wants to buy it. Just like the U.S. is now the world's net exporter, we're the biggest exporter of oil. And that's happened under Trump, because he took the restraints off that were designed to keep us from being competitive. All the environmental stuff's still there, basically. But the rules making it where we couldn't compete, those are being removed. And that's another reason the globalists are so angry, because these average liberals or conservative leaders, they're invested in China and all overseas. They've got a deal where America goes down, their investments go up. The American century's over. The Chi-Com century's here. So we'll go to Patty and Toby here in a moment. But since we mentioned this, it all ties together. We saw the Rocket's general manager come out and say that he supports Hong Kong freedom. And then we saw the head of the NBA come out and say, well, we don't want to get in the middle of it and blah, blah, blah. And there was a big backlash. So then he mildly criticized the Chi-Coms. Well, now he's come out. The article's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. China secretly ordered NBA commissioner to fire Rocket's general manager over Hong Kong tweet. And Adam Silver addressed the fallout and the fact that he said that's not American values. Now, is this even true? Who knows? But we know why he's doing it. It turns out they've lost a lot of money, and they know if they go down this path, Americans are going to desert them even faster. It's the big shoe companies that make hundreds of billions a year globally, and most of them are made in China. Very hard to find shoes that aren't made in there. I'm wearing shoes made in Vietnam. For some American brands, I do buy cowboy boots and work boots and some things like that. Just for shoes that actually work pretty good and are modern tennis shoes, I'm wearing some Asics right now. Those are made in Vietnam, who's basically at war with China right now. But the point is, I'm not against the Vietnamese people, the Chinese people, if they've got any type of basic future, any basic wage. Vietnam, by the way, is booming. They're moving away from communism. While we're moving towards it. But this shows the power of the people if we exercise our will over the Chi-Coms. But it shows behind the scenes, and they admit this, they want to force other countries and corporations to adopt the communist Chi-Com model, and they believe they're going to rule the world. And the CFR and others have told them they are going to rule the world. Well, the last time we heard that was the Soviet Union. And before that, it was Who was it? It was Fidel Castro that was going to rule the Caribbean, and it was Hitler that was going to rule the world for 1,000 years. And it just never ends good. It's very, very dangerous. You know, there's another article I forgot to get. It was from last night on Infowars.com. Just so many articles. Extinction Rebellion head, whatever the hell it's called, the group that takes over and blocks everything around the world, they admitted, we're here to make heterosexuality abnormal and reduce population. And climate change isn't real. It's our excuse to stop humans. There it is. Extinction Rebellion co-founder says climate protest is about ending the idea heterosexuality is normal. It's not about the climate. See, of course it's not. It's about them dictating and some weird anti-human cult run by Peter Singer, who founded PETA, which is Ingrid Newhouse is her name. Oh, I've read the writings of Singer. He says kill kids up to age 3. Why do you think the left now says kill kids up to age 3? This is their religion. And it's an anti-heterosexual, anti-human thing. So I can say, hey, I don't care if you're a homosexual, but then now when you're in that club, oh, you got to be, by the way, signed on to anti-gun, anti-family, all this. And now they're admitting that's the plan. But I digress. Here's a clip of the NBA commissioner.
Obviously, we made clear that we were being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business. We said there's no chance that's happening. There's no chance we'll even discipline him. So in that context, I was saying on one hand we were supporting free expression, but again, maybe I was trying too hard to be a diplomat. Obviously, we made clear that...
Yeah, maybe I was trying too hard to be a diplomat. You can see the whole 15-minute interview in this article at Infowars.com. And again, every article you send out, every video you send out, is an act of resistance that has a huge effect. When you get excited about videos, they get 200, 300, 400,000, sometimes a million views at Mandaw Video. When you don't, the average video gets about 15,000 views. That's fine. That's still a huge crowd of people. You know, Obama gives speeches now on YouTube, and 5,000 people end up watching it in a week. And that's why they wanted us off air back when our average video was getting a million views. But it doesn't matter. We already woke a lot of people up. And when I went to that Trump rally last night, 70% of the people were listeners, black, white, old, young, high-fiving, and they're doing shows now, and they're involved, and they're hand-sharing the show from Band.Video and Infowars.com/show. But make no mistake, there is a literal war to silence InfoWars because it's seen as a populist voice. It's seen as the Paul Revere focal point, igniting the minds and the actions and the will of other Paul Revere's across the country and across the world. Because when I say 1776 worldwide, I don't mean Americana forcing itself worldwide. I mean the idea of self-determination and the real renaissance worldwide of human freedom. The left is an authoritarian takeover. It knows it's an authoritarian takeover. And we'll take your phone calls. If you disagree with me and think Trump should be impeached, I want to hear from you. For one of these folks on Twitter that says, you know, arrest me for daring the bullhorn and really thinks that's a good thing because you're the moral authority, call in. Don't be a coward. Toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX for people who disagree right now. Only two dared to call in. 877-789-2539. Only those that disagree. Then I'll take the general calls after that. Please stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.